Well, it looks like the transition is underway. A couple of Donald Trump tweets last evening. The first clue for some of us that the transition to a Joe Biden administration is finally underway. And it looks like Donald Trump isn't exactly admitting defeat, but he is admitting that he might have possibly could be possible he lost the election.
The General Services Administration informed President-elect Biden Monday that he now has access to $6 million in transition funding. In a tweet, the president implied he had signed off on the move and said he's instructed his team to cooperate. But later, the president writing, "What does GSA being allowed to preliminarily work with the Dems have to do with continuing to pursue our various cases? We are moving full speed ahead."
All right, that's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze, and those legal challenges from the Trump team are continuing. A third recount in Georgia begins today. Trump's tweets read, in part, "Our case strongly continues. We will keep up the good fight, and I believe we will prevail. Nevertheless, in the best interests of our country, I'm recommending that Emily and her team," that's a reference there to Emily Murphy of the General Services Administration, "Emily and her team do what needs to be done with regard to initial protocols and have told the team to do the same." So this is more than just about a bad look for President Trump. This is about a safe transition for our entire country. And we've talked about this a few times in the last couple of weeks, as a lot of people are fretting over, you know, a lack of a transition to a Biden administration, because the 9/11 Commission said that the exceptionally long time between the election and the eventually declared incoming George W. Bush administration's access to national security information back in 2000 may have played a part in al-Qaeda's ability to pull off the largest, the most deadly terrorist act on U.S. soil. That was a 37-day gap, by the way, between the election and the Supreme Court eventually declaring Bush the winner over then-Vice President Al Gore. Of course, there wasn't an incumbent president who was trying to secure his election through various legal means, but it was the vice president who had access to all of the national security information under Bill Clinton. The president at the time was Al Gore. So here was a guy who was trying to win the presidency, who had access to the national security information, but the Clinton administration held off on giving access to a possible Bush administration until it was all sorted out. And boy, that was a long time. It just seemed like forever for that all happened. By the way, in light of all this, Jamie West and I had asked former CIA Middle East Station Chief Daniel Hoffman on the show last week about a lack of transition. And he made sure to point out that those who are career officers in the CIA, career State Department officers, these people don't have an axe to grind. They just want to make sure that we stay safe.
This administration, the Trump administration, they're leaving January 20 of 2021. And we need to do a handover to the Biden administration, incoming Biden administration. That means the Biden national security experts need to be meeting with their counterparts in the Trump administration. And when we fail to do that, yes, we fail to prepare. You know, I always used to say at CIA, we don't control a whole lot, but we do control our preparation. And if we fail to do that to the extent that we can, we risk suffering the consequences. I fear that history will not be kind to the end of the Trump administration for the way that this transition is being handled.
Yeah, and at least it's being handled now, right? It looks like a few million dollars and some office space being offered to the incoming Biden administration to try and make that transition possible. Something that a lot of people have been saying for more than a couple weeks now. Hey, it's got to happen. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. I understand the reluctance of Donald Trump to hand over the reins of power, but he could. And this has been said before, too. If for some reason, and it would take a mathematical miracle and really a court miracle to pull this off, I believe at this point, you could end up with a situation where Donald Trump is declared the winner, right? You could still pull that back, you know? You can still pull that back and assure at the same time that if you don't win Donald Trump, which of course looks to be the case, you've made a safe transition to the next administration and you've kept Americans safe.